Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 30, Pretoria 31, Sydney 32 degrees.
So the fatal crash in Benoni on the N12 West near Tom Jones Street. The traffic is now being diverted at Snake Road. Please avoid. And in the capital, Eskompetlele Drive, the roadworks, there's queuing traffic at the Mabopane Highway Junction.
The Deputy Finance Minister has revealed that criminal syndicates and site disruptions have over the past 5 years hindered over 180 projects worth 63 billion rand. Asha Surapin addressed the issue at the 2024 National Construction Summit held in Durban today. He also highlighted the severe economic impacts of the so-called construction mafia on the country's economy.
They have twisted and distorted the 30% local contracting, and their demands for this to themselves undermines the integrity of our procurement systems, and it has delayed critical infrastructure delivery. These disruptions are not operational challenges, they are criminal. They represent a critical stress test for our commitment to the rule of law. They expose vulnerabilities in our institutional frameworks and the fractures within our communities.
Other big news making headlines this afternoon, telecommunications giant MTN, together with the police, have busted an OTM scam syndicate operating in Gauteng. The suspects were arrested in Eldorado Park over the weekend. Police swooped on five properties believed to be the headquarters of the syndicate and executed a search and seizure warrant. Cliff Shiko has more.
MTN South Africa says the syndicate's modus operandi included posing as call center agents and getting unsuspecting victims to share their personal information. The so-called MTN agents allegedly requested the customer's security details under the pretense that they were blocking the processing of a fraudulent SIM swap request that was being made on the subscriber's number without their knowledge or authorization. The scammers then used the customer's responses to access the mobile and banking applications to transfer funds illegally. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Discovery Bank has meanwhile warned of rising ATM scams in the country. The new trend includes tampered ATMs. Card skimming devices and cameras are also used to clone cards. So the courts where the matter brought by the organisation Society for the Protection of Our Constitution, which is seeking an end to a police operation at the Stilfontein mine in the northwest, has been postponed to Thursday. Over the weekend, the courts ordered an end to the four-week-long blockade at the disused gold mine. The state, which filed its answering affidavits in the High Court in Pretoria today, has repeated its insistence that miners are not being prevented from exiting the shaft. Here's the National Police spokesperson, Clenda Mate.
These illegal miners are not trapped. They simply refuse to resurface because they are avoiding arrest. Secondly, what we've put on the table is that an alternative shaft was made open where more than 500 illegal miners have been able to exit underground. We are of the view that these illegal miners are refusing to exit on that particular shaft because they are avoiding arrest.
And we end off in Brazil, where South Africa has expressed full support for a focus on social inclusion and combating hunger during the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. Delivering South Africa's country statement, President Cyril Ramaphosa highlighted the urgent need for G20 nations to intensify efforts to eradicate poverty and hunger. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus te eer. Die adjunkminister van Finansies het onthul dat kriminele syndikaate oor die afgelope 5 jaar meer as 180 projekte ter waarde van 63 miljard rand belemmer het.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda.